Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We believe in equality on this show. We put the men from the 80s on blast for their sad, pathetic dating videos that they... Oh my God, y'all, these were so bad. Do we have those so we could play those again too, just to compare to the women so we can vote to see who is worse?
We can in a couple seconds.
Okay, yeah, pull them up because I want to have a comparison. So yeah, Abby, you found these old... dating videos from the 80s of men basically pitching themselves or also like presenting what they're looking for in a woman.
Yeah, it's sort of like the original dating app. I guess back in the day, they would put together a VHS tape of all the available men in your local area, and they would pitch themselves in, you know, like 30 words or less. And they probably should have used a lot less words because they were very cringy and very uncomfortable. And anytime we specifically blast men, I always get a slew of DMs and comments being like, well, what about the women? And sometimes it's harder to find ones from the women, but not this time around, because now we have a whole list of examples of women from the 80s trying to get some.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth, and I live in the West San Fernando Valley. Pardon me.
Hi, I'm Jana. I'm looking for... I'm not sure.
Hello, my name is Ellen. Some people call me sexy. Others say I'm sensuous.
Hi, I'm Linda. Well, you know, when I'm not using my doctor in pharmacy to troubleshoot a large healthcare computer system, I'm over at the gym pumping iron or driving my black Porsche with the wind blowing through my hair and singing along with Anita Baker's Rapture of Love.
I guess you could say I'm an Oreo cookie freak. I have an Oreo cookie jar, Oreo salt and pepper shakers, light click anything with an Oreo on it. And I love to eat double stuffed ones. They're the best.
Bette Midler. I laugh hysterically at Bette Midler.
I have two cats.
Then I don't know how to ride a horse.
And my goal in life is to have my own religion.
I was a flop at canoeing.
I'm looking for a romanticist. Spend time at the fireplace.
Someone that's clean. Be clean, you know?
I keep my car very clean, and I expect a man to do the same.
And I also like very meaty men.
So here's the main difference from the ones that we heard from the men yesterday versus the women that we just heard. It sounds like all of these women are auditioning to be cult leaders. Like they either want to start their own religion.
So
they
want, bizarre.
That's a different kind of goal.
Of
right
all the
there.
Things you want to start.
Right.
You want to start your own religion.
Okay.
The Oreo cookie lady. Like talk about a hyperfixation.
Oh my God.
Literally sounded like an SNL skit. Listening
yeah.
to
yeah.
it, I
it
could
does.
See. I swear Kristen Wiig was one of them.
Make sure to share the video, because the video, when you match with it, makes it even more cringe for sure. But just to so we can remember and we can vote who we think was worse, because the women did not disappoint. That was not good. But here were the dudes we played the other day.
My name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button, because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Early to rise makes a woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's why you're wiser than me. It's Steven.
Hi, my name is Phil. Most of my friends call me Big Phil.
Okay. I'm not afraid to get sandaled like tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
I took a sponge ball and was pulling him out of a little girl's ear. I'm looking for the goddess. Are you the goddess? Who is the goddess?
The goddess is the woman, is a woman, is any woman, is all women.
A figure that is sexy, slim, tight, excellent legs.
Life is a playground and I want somebody to play with.
I'm interested in most phases of data processing.
I'm really looking for somebody I can feel special about, and I don't encounter people like that very often, and I'm hoping you're one of them.
What I want to do is set up the woman who wants to start her own religion with the guy who's looking for somebody to play with.
I feel like they all can be matched together.
Yeah, because right. There's the data processing dude and then the other woman who's like, I like my healthcare supercomputer.
Yeah, perfect dude, for each other.
Those men made the women, like the women are way worse.
I thought so too.
Yeah,
you think the women are worse?
Way worse. Those men looked, the women made the men look like catches to me.
Whoa.
Yeah, I thought the women, they sucked big time.
All right, so follow up Thursday. That's anytime we have done something on the show and you want an update on it because we tend to forget to do that sometimes. So this one was requested by Cyan Vang, Mo.
Yep, and it reads, hi, can you guys follow up with the woman who was trying to set up their best friend who was striking out in dating? According to the listener, the reason she was failing at dating was because she was dating out of her league. Thus began the saga of her setting up her friend with men who, in the listener's opinion, are more in her league. Her friend granted her three chances. You guys called her out and jokingly called this Operation the Train of Fugly.
I
don't remember it being exactly like that, but maybe.
Choo-choo.
By the end, the listener was pretty mad at you guys, but seemed to have successfully set her friend up with her cousin. How is their friendship, and did the relationship she set up work out?
Wow. So this was a hot minute ago. So this all originally started July 13th of 2021. Rebecca's friend had no problem with landing dates. Her problem was finding a long-term relationship, and she was convinced that the reason her friend had bad luck was because she was dating men who were out of her league. So she set her friend up with three men who were more aesthetically on her level. Against Bert's advice, Rebecca ordered the dates from most attractive to least. The first date went well, but he never reached out for a follow-up date. Her friend thought the second guy was nice, but she wasn't feeling him. The last date was Rebecca's cousin, and her friend had no clue who she was meeting until she got to the restaurant. To our surprise, the date went extremely well, and she was excited about seeing him again. Are the two still dating or not?
Yes, they're still together and going strong.
Wow, they've been dating for a minute.
Right? They're driving the fugly train together.
Well, keep reading.
Uh-oh.
Their connection was so evident that from the very first date and seeing them together is truly awesome. I mean, I always knew my cousin was a great guy, but seeing how he treats my friend has really confirmed what I knew. They really are good together. My aunt, his mom, absolutely adores her. There's also a lot of whispers and a lot of nudging from our family about a potential proposal. My friend is eager for one, too. Given how private my cousin is, it's hard to know what's on his mind or when he might pop the question. But we all have our fingers crossed that maybe it could happen this Christmas. Fingers crossed. Thank you all for being so curious and checking back with me about it. I'm happy to give you such a happy update. I'll let you know when that proposal finally happens.
What were we waiting for, Tommy?
I got that one mixed up with the one coming up later.
Okay. I was like, did I miss something? Because that's pretty
dang good. I
wouldn't
even allow myself to enjoy it.
I was just throwing you off.
They're going strong. He might propose. I'm like, is he cheating?
I'm like, we got a fingers crossed emoji. We got the smiling, blushing emoji. Tommy, don't do that to us, man.
The Bert Show.